on the pavement. That's how you really advance any agenda, not just climate change. Good God. Some people are just out of their minds.
You said it looked like a combination of what?
A gay pride parade and, like, Greenpeace.
Oh, my
It God. Really did.
Oh, my God.
Which, it's entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not like that's the best way to advance your serious policy proposal.
God.
But we got to hit a break here, folks. This part of the program brought to you by my good friend, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. He loves to help buyers and sellers, and he wants to be your real estate agent. He wants to be your realtor. He's a top-notch real estate agent, but a very down-to-earth guy. Great and easy to work with, always accessible. His phone's always there. And here's one reason, in a word, why Eddie Bader can help you buy or sell your next home, why he's the top-notch real estate choice. Service. He goes beyond and above, above and beyond. Best interest, your best interest in mind at all times when working for you. And he always is negotiating on your behalf, connecting buyers and sellers that he has made all these contacts with. He'll help you, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, with things you might not be aware of, like home inspections, surveys, owner's title insurance. He can even assist you in finding a local lender, maybe one of our sponsors like Kim Williams. On top of all of that, here's that little something special he does. Because he's learned to manage properties, when you buy a home with Eddie Bader, he'll bring in a professional cleaning crew. It's a little thing, but it's a big thing. Because when you move in to have your house incredibly clean, you can just relax and not have to clean it yourself. It goes all the way, even though it's a little thing, it goes a long way. So if you need to buy or sell a home, give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call. His number, 322-0662. Even if you're not even on the market yet, you want to save this number, save it in your phone. 322-0662 for Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Or check out his Facebook page, Eddie Sells Houses. You should be able to find it real quick on the Book of Faces. You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. We'll be right back. The call-in number, 272-9228.
Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With football season here, let United make sure your home is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your system has been struggling, go ahead and get it tuned up or get a free estimate to replace it.
A tune-up on your system now will probably get you through the rest of the year and save you a major repair in the middle of the winter when you need it the most.
Sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and a longer lifespan.
Score a touchdown when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag sales event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark.
Jack Campbell, how you doing?
Jack's having a little drainage issues going on.
Yeah, I'm
right
coughing
now.
Like a fool, but
it's okay. We'll work through it.
We'll work through it or cough through it. One of the two.
But if you keep coughing like that, Jack, and interrupting the beautiful silence of this show,
yeah,
all the spaces in between, they're very important for the drama. Yeah. I'm gonna just have to tell you.
How dare you?
Hey, I wanted to talk about. You were talking about Eddie Bader a minute ago.
Yeah,
he works with our friend Bo Goodson. Bo has been in the real estate business, helping people buy and sell homes for over 40 years. That's a long, and I kind of remember those days. We were all, because Bo and I are probably pretty close to the same age, but he is a great guy.
Yes.
And, I guess, and you hear some of his recorded spots talking about all the statistics of how long the average home takes to sell and all that. He has a very unique understanding of the River Region real estate market. And like I say, he's been doing it for over 40 years. Not only can he help you buy a house, he can help you sell a house. And if you see a sign for another company and you want to buy a house, call Bo Goodson. You don't have to call the person on that sign. They also have management services. If you ever want to lease the property that you own, they'll help you do that, and you won't have to worry with it.
And I can tell you from personal experience, they do a fantastic job managing properties. From personal experience.
Oh, well, that's great.
They do a great job.
My father should have done that. He owns some rental houses, and it drove him crazy. But he didn't do it for a living. But anyway, the Goodson Group is also the home for the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, which is a tried and true entity on helping people become realtors by going to his courses and then taking the test. I mean, he's a great guy. If you want to talk to Bo, call him at 551-0225. If you want to sell or buy a house or interested maybe even in renting a house, call him 551-0225 or look at TheGoodsonGroup.com, all written out, TheGoodsonGroup.com.
There you go. And from my experience working with Eddie, I've gotten to know Bo. They do incredible work over there at the Goodson Group. So, folks, definitely check them out if you're in the housing market. So, I want to move now to this video. The 16-year-old.
Where did she come from, and how did she get involved? Do you know any of that?
A little bit of background. I think her mom is like a... her mom's very rich, I believe, a famous actress. Greta Thunberg is the girl's name. She's a climate activist at only the young age of 16. She spoke to UN Climate Action Summit here yesterday. She was also invited to speak at a climate change panel and had some viral videos from being invited by the Democrats. I believe her parents are quite wealthy and well-to-do, and she's just been steeped in all the, I would claim, alarmism, hysteria. I think there's a conversation to be had about climate change and humans contribution to it.
Right.
But I think the hysteria and almost treating it like you have sinned, ladies and gentlemen, you have sinned by operating your cars and eating your beef and flying on your airplanes is just, it's absurd. It is a new way of shaming people when it comes to being prosperous, especially these developing countries like in India and China and Africa, all over the world. We shouldn't be shaming these people just now getting a taste of modern luxury and living. But in a phrase, it's a long video, but in a phrase, here's what she essentially has a message for people.
How dare you?
How dare you? How dare you, Jack? How dare you, Joey?
How dare you?
Yeah,
Oh, God.
You have stolen my dreams.
Whoa.
My childhood with your empty words.
Wow. I stole her dreams and her childhood. Here, let's go to the full video.
Yeah, all right. So who is she talking to in this little speech?
She's
right
talking
here?
To the UN Climate Action Summit that happened yesterday.
Okay.
And this is the full
video. Was it like a breakout session?
Yeah, exactly. Trump was at the religious freedom one.
Okay, I get
and
it.
She's one of the panelists. She's not just a guest. She's a panelist at this UN Climate Action Summit.
And she is from...
I believe from Sweden or Switzerland.
Switzerland, I think.
Switzerland, I believe, yeah.
Okay.
Let's listen in.
...is that we'll be watching you.
We'll be watching you, okay. Oh, how adorable. That guy laughing in the background, but then watch his turn.
This is all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Yet... You all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Whoa.
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying.
You're dying, Jack.
Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
God.
Wow. And that's where the truth is really revealed. Number one, people aren't dying. I mean, some people die, and sometimes from climate, natural disasters. But if you look at the actual stats over the last several decades, because of technological advancements, mostly fueled by fossil fuels, less people are dying from major natural disasters. Less people die from hurricanes. Less people die from tornadoes, from all sorts of things going on, because we're more resilient with the technology that we have. Also, it affects the economy less when a natural disaster occurs. We're polluting less because of natural gas and other fossil fuels instead of having to burn wood and coal. It would be great if, say, all sorts of poor nations in Africa and other parts of, say, China and India were able to move on to power production methods that weren't as dirty as they currently are. And that's actually the dirty little secret. Most of the emissions now going into the atmosphere are coming from power production in places like China and India.
Right.
Not from us having a steak dinner and enjoying a beer at night or driving across town to get to work. That's not the case. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and demonize a 16-year-old because she's obviously been led to believe something and she feels very earnestly about it. I think she's wrong. I think this alarmism doesn't help her case. But also, I mean, it's quick. It's amazing how people's memories just go out the window, Jack. Like, you know, people are saying, how dare you? How
dare you?
How dare you criticize a 16-year-old? Because I've seen that online. And it's like, wait. All of you Democrats saying, how dare you?
Well, they're giving her a forum, and she's up here attacking people. She's fair game, in my opinion.
Well, and do you remember how they didn't have this mentality when, you know, a 16-year-old on a field trip wore a Make America Great Again hat and a Native American activist got up in his face and, oh, he became the poster child for white supremacy and patriarchy here in the United States of America. And they just demonized. He was not even an activist. He was just on a field trip and a video went viral.
Well, so it's fair game to I'll get tell you, back in the 60s... The Democrats didn't listen to the young protesters who were complaining about the Vietnam War.
Right.
They were escalating the war the whole time, and there were all these kids in the streets all over the country. And so it's very hypocritical for Democrats to say we don't listen to young people or whatever. But, I mean, her message is kooky.
Well,
I'm
and
sorry.
Donald Trump has responded to it, though, Jack.
What did he say? I can't remember.
Oh, my goodness. This is a juicy, juicy tweet. Well, it really broke a lot of Democrats' brains and the woke scolds on Twitter. All these, you know, brilliant, brilliant progressives out there. What did he say? I'm trying to pull it up. He's been tweeting nonstop. Apparently, the president's been tweeting more and more these days, folks. So I'm trying to find the exact tweet where he... Well, here it is. He shared the video that we just played a portion of.
Yeah.
You know, with the whole...
How dare you!
Mm-hmm, you've stolen my dreams and my future and all this stuff. How dare you people? This is what Trump tweeted after sharing that video. She seems like a very happy young girl looking forward to a bright and wonderful future. So nice to see.
She is so bitter.
Wow. And of course, people are going nuts over this. They're going, like, a little bit of sarcasm goes a long way. And people are already saying she deserves the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, come on.
Like, oh. Wow. People that find that so inspiring, I can't share your sentiment. And again, she's 16. She'll either keep going with this thought process or she'll learn. But
well, if those aren't crocodile tears, I don't know what crocodile...
Wait, you're questioning her?
Oh, absolutely.
How dare you?
Yes. How dare me?
We'll be right back, folks. 272-9228. Do you believe this girl? Do you feel shamed by her?
I wonder if she's been to the NBC website reporting things that she's done that didn't help the ecosystems of the world.
We'll have to check it out. Be right back.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Metro Fitness and Dementia Friendly Alabama are teaming up to bring an awareness and support to those living with dementia and those caring for them. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, September the 24th at 9:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. for a Memories Matter Zumba class at Metro Fitness. Donations are welcome but not required. Come join the fun for a great cause. MetroFitness.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is at least some chance that a few showers will pop up on the radar today. Your chances of running into one are very small, about 20% today and less than 20% tomorrow. But at least there's hope that some towns will get lucky. High today and tomorrow in the middle 90s, low tonight 67. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, blazing heat, highs in the upper 90s, close to tying or breaking record highs, and not much change on Sunday. Still dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. Thanks for tuning in.
How are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing.
You getting all that out? The seasonal changes happening early?
Yeah, you mean all this coughing business I'm trying to?
Yeah, we'll make it through it.
Second day of fall.
Right,
never
right.
Know
even
it.
Though it's going to heat up, apparently. Breaking records, as Rich Thomas told us earlier today. But here, let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jim, how
hey,
you
Jim.
Doing?
Good morning. How morning. Y'all doing?
All right, how's it going, man?
Oh, it's great, man. You know, I'm retired, so every day is Saturday. it's a good thing. Hey,
you know, some people don't like, some people retire and then they say they don't like it, but.
Hey, I got 6 grandkids and plenty to do, so.
That's great.
Yeah. Hey, look, first of all, this young lady, if you think for 1 minute that she just came up with this on her own, I guarantee you she's got backers funneling money in this thing. You know it.
I
wouldn't be surprised if George Soros was involved in it.
And I love the way she's lecturing people about it's all about money. Well, she ought to know.
Yeah. I mean, where does a 16... I mean, we've got some bright 16-year-old kids. I'm not saying that. But these things that she's spouting, that's just... She's been fed this stuff, and there's big bucks behind this whole thing. You know, it's a joke.
How dare
and,
you!
And you know what's funny though? I'm an old guy, you know, Jack. But I went to South Alabama. It started in '69 down there, and my major was geography, and so I took climatology and meteorology and stuff. And we were taught back then that there was going to be an ice age.
Yeah.
Oh, I had one professor. Man, he was. Oh man, he said this is it. We're going to have glaciers coming down from in the up north the United States coming on down here, man, and all this stuff. So, you know, it's just a bunch of bunk.
Yeah, it is.
I read a thing I saw on the internet this morning, and I looked it up. It was an actual quote from a newspaper back in 1922 talking about the glaciers were melting and in so many years there was going to be no coastlines left in the United States. There were these are the same people because it's the end of the world. Yep. Next Tuesday at 12 o'clock the world will end, and then it does. So they go, well, it's going to be next year at this, you know. And eventually you know if you put about 300 dart boards up on the wall and you start throwing darts all the time, you're eventually going to hit one right in the middle there, don't
you think? Right. Broken clock is right twice a day.
Yeah. So this is just, this whole thing, and you know it, and y'all talk about it, this whole thing is strictly about control.
Yep.
That's all it's about. Control the masses, money, you know, the government taking over every aspect of your life. So, you know, they'll eventually have everybody's thermostat will be tied into one big computer there, you know, with the government, and they'll be setting your thermostat for you. You won't have any control over that.
Well, and the fact that all about control, Jim, becomes clear by the day when there are actually more and more technological solutions if we are actually worried about carbon emissions. And all sorts of companies are coming up with great stuff. But it always comes back to, really, it's a watermelon. It's like it's green on the outside, red on the inside, the old commie red. It's just socialism rehashed, and they found their new excuse to take over people's lives and demonize, you know, capitalism.
Believe me, the world, the earth has been here a long time, and there's nothing that mankind, that me and you can do to influence what the earth's going to happen. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. I remember back in the early 60s, I grew up down in Florida, and the government came out with this thing. They were going to start seeding the hurricane. So they would fly into them and release these iodide crystals, and it was supposed to make them rain out, and then they would weaken and disappear. Well, what had happened is when they did that, they blew up and they got real big. So, you know, we can't control that kind of stuff.
Yes, like that old saying, it's not good to fool with Mother Nature.
That's right. So, well, yeah, this whole thing, this girl will play out. She needs to go back and get back in school and go back to your own country, that is so staged.
I know. I cannot believe they gave her a forum to get up there and throw this message out there.
But it's the perfect messenger. You can't attack a 16-year-old.
Oh, no, that's exactly why they did it.
Like, all of you here questioning her motives.
How dare you?
Like, it's a perfect person to deliver that message. It's like ironclad. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it shows who the adults are, and they're sitting there listening to her like, oh boy, tell us another story.
I know, and clapping like, oh god,
seals. Well, Jim, we appreciate the call, man. We got to move on here.
Yeah, y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
Very quickly, let's talk to Cooter. Hey, Cooter.
Cooter, how you doing?
Hey, man, how y'all?
Good.
I got a Jack Quest type of question.
All right.
Going up 65 over on the left there north of Prattville, there's this church with this big old massive front to it. And if I remember correctly, they moved that from a church in Montgomery up to there. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I believe it was on Vaughn Road. And I think it got moved up there. There was a money problem at one time, and then they moved up there and opened.
Yeah, my wife and I were trying to remember where they moved it from. The place I thought it was wrong, and she said, you're wrong, Cooter.
Where did you think it was?
I thought it was that church there at the end of Perry Hill Road. Perry Hill and, is that Vaughn Road that comes across there? Perry Hill and Vaughn. There's a Church of Christ there. If you go down past the radio station,
It wasn't there. It wasn't there. I want to say it was out east somewhere, but I could be wrong.
Okay, you give me a starting point. I can find it now with I can go to Google Earth. You know, they got that time scale. You go way back in history.
Yeah,
what it looked like back then.
Well, it's been probably 10 or 12 years ago when it was in Montgomery.
Yeah, I remember when it happened, but I wasn't sure where it came from. Well, I appreciate the show, guys.
All right. Thank you, Cooter.
Thank you, Cooter. We're running out of time here for this hour, so let's tell folks about our good friends over at Bath Innovations.
Yeah, Bath Innovations of Alabama can spruce up the place you spend a lot of your time, and that's getting ready to go out, getting ready to go to work. You spend a lot of time in your bathroom. I think some study showed that people spend an average of 3 hours a week in the bathroom. That's a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
But Bath Innovations stands poised to make a lot of changes to your bathroom to make it more beautiful and more functional. They can do bathtub to shower conversions. They do custom tile in your bathroom. They do walk-in showers, which a lot of people are going to today. Fiberglass repair and a lot of other stuff. They have a showroom on the Eastern Bypass across from Home Depot. If you look for the big duck, then you can go over there and see what accessories they have and what might look good in your home and consult with them. But they're great folks over there. Their phone number, 277-2723. 277-2723. Bath Innovations of Alabama. Or look them up on the web at bathinnovations.com.
Well, Jack, we got to hit a break here.
We do.
We're hitting the top of the hour as well, folks. But coming up more on what I would consider, it's rehash socialism. I mean, Bernie Sanders, of course, is out today talking about, like, oh, how this Greta Thunberg is. You tell them, Greta, ruthless capitalism has ruined this planet. No, Bernie, it hasn't. Sorry to raise my voice, but you old dope, it hasn't ruined the world. In fact, it's made everybody richer. Billions of people are alive because of capitalism today.
He doesn't know anything.
Yeah. At least Greta has an excuse. She's 16. Bernie is what, in his 70s? Good God.
Yeah, late 70s, I think.
We'll get it this break. 272-9228 is the number to call in. You're listening to News and Views.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravita Village is proud to be a part of the Rich Thomas Network. And like Rich, who leads the way with great weather forecasts, Caravita leads the way with great senior living. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and be on the lookout, Prattville. Coming soon to the preferred community, the second location of Smooth Vapor.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear, the Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman.